This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the Lake Station, KUWS, in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock Standard Wartime, Thursday, November 11th, 1943. And this is Jack McKenna saying, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. The War News with Lou Martin is next, and the big story is Captain Richard Bong is heading home on furlough.
Hey, I wanted to tell everybody.
Harriet is at the Bong family home. She'll have an exclusive report. All that and the best darn music from the 1940s. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by a Wisconsin telephone company, asking you to limit your long-distance calls if the operator says the circuits are busy. We must keep lines open for official war use. Well, good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack and listeners. As Jack has already said, America's ace pilot is leaving New Guinea this week, headed home to Poplar on his first furlough. The Associated Press Wire report quotes Captain Richard Bong as saying that he's looking forward to getting home for the deer hunting season, as well as Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more on this big story. I gather everyone at the Bong farm is pretty happy.
They're ecstatic, Lou. In fact, they didn't even know about this until it appeared in the Evening Telegram. When I called them, they wanted to know everything I knew. In fact, I could hear in the background the Bong children yelling, Dick is coming home, over and over again. Captain Dick Bong left here as an air cadet on May 29, 1941, to train in the Army Air Corps, enlisting before it was clear that the United States would be involved in the war. His leave begins 1 year after he reported for combat duty in the Southwest Pacific, flying missions from Australia over New Guinea and Rabaul, New Britain. This Poplar Farm boy is now nationally famous for leading all Army Air Corps pilots with 21 aircraft downed. He began flying missions during the darkest time, when it was unclear if the Japs could be stopped at Australia or even Hawaii. Marine Major Joe Foss leads all American aces with 26 enemy aircraft shot down, with most of his combat over nearby Guadalcanal. Major Foss is tied with World War I ace of aces Eddie Rickenbacker, who had 26 kills by 1918. Major Edward Craig of Connecticut and Daniel Roberts of New Mexico have 15 kills. The 23-year-old Captain Bong told the Associated Press that Japan still has many hot pilots left, but American pilots are thinning their numbers, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. Harriet Farig will have more for us from the Bong home in Poplar later in this broadcast. Southwest Pacific Allied Headquarters reports fighting in the northern Solomons toward the heavily fortified base in Rabaul, but insists that no Allied ships have been lost. This is contrary to reports from Radio Tokyo, claiming aircraft carriers, cruisers, and destroyers have been sunk in the fighting. Admiral Bull Halsey says that these claims are false. The U.S. Navy is reporting the loss of the destroyer Beatty in the Mediterranean Sea 5 days ago. The Beatty was sunk after an attack by German warplanes. 12 naval vessels have been lost in the Mediterranean, and 129 total since the war began. Allies are scoring fresh victories in Pacific land and air battles. We have two shortwave radio reports from the battlefronts, beginning with Daryl Berrigan in Bougainville.
This is the Solomon Islands. Your reporter, Daryl Berrigan, here. The Battle of Bougainville is now almost 2 weeks old, with relentless attacks of Japanese forces by air, land, and sea. These attacks come from its much-bombed but large fortified base in Rabaul, New Britain. Admiral William Bull Halsey announced today that half of a Japanese attack force landing on Empress Augusta Bay in Bougainville was wiped out by American Marines and Air Corps. Described as well-equipped, the Japanese were hurled back as the Americans continued to take Japanese-held positions. A dramatic dogfight drove back Nippon invaders, shooting down 33 Jap Zeros. Since the American invasion of Bougainville began November 30th, Rear Admiral Robert Carney of Halsey's staff says they've succeeded beyond their wildest hopes. Also, a communique from General MacArthur reports an air corps attack over Alexis Hafen, New Guinea, destroyed 31 enemy planes, including 14 in the air and 17 on the ground. These battles continue to drive the Japanese into a defensive action. On the Bougainville battlefront with the United States Marines, this is Daryl Berrigan, calling Italy, calling Cassino. Come in, Reynolds Packard.
This is Reynolds Packard with the 5th Army on the Italian battlefront near Cassino. The soft underbelly of Europe is anything but that so far. Since Benito Mussolini was ousted from power this summer, German resistance has stiffened. The Royal Air Force attacked several Nazi locations in southern France and Italy, hoping to cut German supply lines. The British 8th Army is pushing up the Sangro River, while the American 5th Army captured Mount Rotondo and has encircled Cassino, just 73 miles southeast of Rome. These are hard fighting forces, veterans of the battles across North Africa, which began just a year ago at Casablanca, pushing Rommel's forces to the Mediterranean. Nevertheless, the Italian terrain is hilly and Nazi resistance stiff. We can report that General Mark Clark has promised to have the warmest soldiers in Europe this winter. As winter settles in, tons of woolen underwear, mittens, and overcoats are being distributed. With the 5th Army near Cassino, this is Reynolds Packard reporting.
Russian advances are now 42 miles west of the newly liberated Kiev, prompting Berlin radio to say all hell has broken out. The Germans have abandoned food, munitions, and equipment, fleeing from the Red Army. A California congressman is warning Americans to not count on an early end to the war. Congressman Outland is quoting War Department reports that the German army is three times larger than it was when it struck Poland in 1939. Mr. Outland says the Germans have 300 divisions, adding 60 new divisions this year. Each of the 20 divisions lost at Stalingrad last winter have been replaced. The number of war workers has also increased, meaning more tanks and airplanes are being built in the Third Reich than ever before. There's also room for expansion in the Japanese military. The report says that 2 million Japanese men of military age have not yet been called to the colors, and that every Japanese pilot and airplane lost has been replaced. The House Ways and Means Committee approved a $2 billion increase in new taxes to help pay for the war effort. It'll not increase the current 20% federal tax on American workers. Instead, it will mean higher postal rates, more taxes on luxuries like liquor, amusements, furs, lipstick, and corporate excess profits. The cost of a stamp to mail a letter will increase from 2 cents to 3 cents. That's enough, according to the Ways and Means Chairman Doughton. The North Carolina Democrat reminds his colleagues that you can shear a sheep every year, but you can only skim him once.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06 Central Wartime, and now Jack McKenna has this word from our sponsor.
The Wisconsin Telephone Company says, there's a crowd on the lines. It's always a big crowd in these war days, but the long-distance operator keeps the calls moving quickly, unless they just get too many for the circuits. If she says the circuits are busy, you can help by canceling your call if it isn't really important. But if you can't cancel, the operator will request, please limit your call to 5 minutes. It's the work of war we are trying to speed over the wires. This message from the Wisconsin Telephone Company, Lou.
Superior is celebrating Armistice Day without any milk or cheese. Not a single quart of milk left Russell Creamery, Twin Ports Co-op Dairy, and Valley Brook Creamery today. 6 creameries in Duluth are also on strike. Milk drivers and dairy workers of the American Federation of Labor have ceased working. The creameries and union agreed to a $15 a month increase last May, but the War Labor Board rejected it last month. Negotiators for the companies and the union plan to meet with the War Labor Board in Chicago tomorrow. A little more than a half hour ago, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the Bittersweet, splashed down sideways at the Zenith shipyards in Duluth. This is the 4th of 10 vessels Zenith Dredge Company has under construction and the 19th to hit the water at Zenith Dredge since the war began. a Superior East High School graduate, has been awarded the Bronze Oak Leaf Cluster. Lieutenant Alto Dolan was a bomber pilot in the Southwest Pacific, flying missions there for the past year. Lieutenant Dolan's sister, Mrs. J.B. Stark, lives in Superior. It was a quiet armistice day in Superior. Whistles blew and bells tolled at 11 o'clock this morning, remembering the sacrifices of the First World War and hoping the next armistice will be soon. Superior East and Central High, as well as McCaskill and Bryan schools, held Armistice Day programs with speakers from the American Legion. Superior Cathedral Orchestra Director Sister Janice presented patriotic music at a rally there. Attorney Charles Cadigan was the speaker. And finally, Jack, we have this story of a shipyard romance.
Nothing more romantic than the sparks of welding irons.
Globe Shipyard welding foreman George Nicholson introduced welders Miss Catherine Bernard and Carl Bergstrom. That culminated in a shipboard marriage ceremony Tuesday on board the ocean-going tug Point Judith during a shakedown cruise on Lake Superior.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to call a wedding.
Cute. The shakedown was for the new ship. Miss Bernard and Mr. Bergstrom worked on the building of the Point Judith together. They both live in Superior. The best man was Jim McLean. Miss Helen Cavallero was the bridesmaid.
The chief welderette of the wedding, eh? Well, thanks, Lou Martin, the best newsman and romantic on the high seas. Let's check the weather, good listeners, for this Thursday evening, November the 11th, 1943. The gales of November are blowing tonight at 30 to 40 miles per hour, I'm sorry to say. But, of course, I can't say the direction because of wartime rules. Bundle up. Tonight's low will be 21 degrees after a high today of 35. It's time to turn on our turntables and hear the swinging big band sounds of the 1943 hit parade. Let's dedicate this first number to the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Carl Bergstrom, with Bing Crosby and his brother Bob's Bobcats, and When My Dream Boat Comes Home. Get it? Dream Boat? On the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
When my dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit water will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. Dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and I'm gonna greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home, home, the hills of home, dream boat, bring it on home.
A dedication, friends. That's Bing Crosby and When My Dream Boat Comes Home. Here's hoping for years of wedded bliss with the Bergstroms. Douglas County School Superintendent Miss Vera Renstrand says the boys' safety patrol will get new badges and belts this week. The bright belts and badges will also make it easier for the school patrol to be seen in traffic. So all you leadfoots out there, hey, slow down. Center Bowling Alley needs boys 15 years old and older to set pins. Now, if you're interested, just call Center Bowling Alleys. Hi, Lou. Do you realize that pin setters get paid 50 cents an hour?
We could use that as a bargaining chip when it comes time to ask for a raise around here.
Sure.
You'd better get a pencil. I've got some of the latest rationing coupon instructions.
Uh-oh. Say it slowly.
Well, I'll try to do my best to make this understandable. The Office of Price Administration says the unit value of B and C gas coupons will increase to 5 gallons on December the 1st.
Oh, that's good news, and I can follow that.
Well, stay with me now. The OPA says this will not mean more gas for motorists. The new 5-gallon coupons will be issued as B2 and C2 as the present B, C, B1, B2 coupons run out. A books will not be affected.
Oh, my head hurts.
What it means is that the OPA says that B and C will become B2 and C2 once the Bs and the Cs run out. The As are not affected. The new BCs and CSs were worth... The new BS and CS... You don't want that BSs in there.
No.
The new Bs and Cs are worth more gas, but you'll get fewer coupons.
I think I'll start taking the bus. On with the music, friends. Here's something for all you soldiers out there, all you GIs. This is Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the tones of Ray Eberle and Soldier, Let Me Read Your Letter on the Martin McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Just a reminder, folks, from Glenn Miller to write to that soldier fighting for our freedom overseas. That soldier, let me read your letter from last year's 1942 hit parade on the Martin and McKenna show. A little word from the telegram here. Hey, they're bragging now. A new high, yes, sir. 22,700 daily subscribers now receive the evening telegram. This is the greatest number of subscribers the Telegram has had in more than 53 years of publication, surpassing previous records with a total gain of 3,095 new subscribers in just 7 months. What does it tell you? It tells you that people want to know what's going on in the world today in the war, and they get it from the Telegram.
The United War and Community Fund drive is almost over, but it hasn't made its goal yet. So Chairman Leonard Peterson and J.L. Hubbard are urging people who haven't contributed to do so right away. The goal is $54,000, and so far they have pledges of $53,000.
If they hit up some of those 15-year-old pin setters, they'll raise that extra grand easy, Lou. Well, Harriet's up next with a report from the Bong family farm in Poplar. Only she can yell loud enough to be heard all the way to Superior.
You know, you wouldn't say that if she were here now.
Probably not. Especially since she started working as a part-time welder at Butler Shipyards. Here's one for Captain Richard Bong and his homecoming. This is Harry James with vocals by the great Helen Forrest, That Soldier of Mine, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. Windy, cold November night around the old Philco. That's last year's number on the 1942 hit parade by Harry James and his orchestra with That Soldier of Mine on Station KUWS.
We have community editor Harriet Feirig on the line right now from Poplar and the farm of Carl and Dora Bong. Hello. Hello there, Harriet.
Hello, Lewis. There is such joy in this home that it warms even the cold November night. Mrs. Bong says she gave a little whoop when she heard the news. The last letter they got from him said he didn't expect to get leave for another several months. Mr. Bong's big worry is that he hopes the latest snowstorm won't make the snow too deep for deer hunting when Dick gets home. One of the first things little brother Bud did after hearing the news was take down Dick's hunting rifle to clean and oil it. Right now, Dora Bong is paging through a special scrapbook. They've been gluing in all of the articles about their oldest son's heroics. She's at the kitchen table with the 13-year-old Barbara Jean, 15-year-old Joyce, 11-year-old Sue Carroll, and 4-year-old Jimmy. And don't forget their dog, Speaks. Two other sisters, Nelda, who's 21, and Geraldine, who's 18, live in Superior and attended Superior State Teachers College.
How's the Bong family holding up, knowing that he won't be home for a few days yet?
Well, this is such a wonderful family, Lewis. They're passing the time together. Dick's grandmother, Mrs. Glenn Bryce, is knitting mittens for little Jimmy. The Bong's friends, Mr. and Mrs. Kelly Barsness, stop by for a game of smear, or they'll all gather around the piano for a sing-along. I'm told Captain Bong is quite a good singer. Even the family dog Speaks seems to know something exciting is happening. But there's a problem, Lewis. I know the Bong family wouldn't want me saying this, but I think this is important.
Oh, what is it?
You don't have to whisper, Lou.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. What's the problem, Harriet?
Father Carl Bong was in town today looking for shoe packs for hunting. His and Bud's shoe packs are badly worn, and he says Dick doesn't have a pair of shoe packs to wear.
You know, it's hard to find good snow boots right now because rubber is rationed.
I have an idea. How about boots for Bongs?
Boots for Bongs?
Oh, it's Zach. That's a wonderful idea. There must be someone out there in the listening audience with an extra pair of boots. We'll need three. Mr. Bong says once they get the boots, you can bet they'll get $3.
As in three deer.
So then it's boots for Bongs to get bucks.
I'll be heading back to Superior now, Lewis. I think the Bong family would like to enjoy the excitement without having to play host to me. I'll meet you at the People's Theater at 8, Lewis.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Community Editor Harriet Farrig, talking to us from Poplar.
Smooth, real smooth, partner. Now, on with the songs from our hit parade. For Captain Dick Bong and his swell family, here's the Mills Brothers and their new number. Till then, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Till then, my darling, please wait for me. Till then, no matter when it will be, someday I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live though we are aboard our love. I know we'll keep in our hearts till then. When all the world will be free, please wait for me. Cross and mountains that we must climb. I know every gain must have a loss, so pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. When I will hold you again, please wait till then.
Although there are oceans we must cross and mountains that we must climb, I know every game must have a loss, so pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, we'll call on each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait. Till then.
A dedication for Captain Richard Bong and his family in Poplar. That's the Mills Brothers, and till then. Nice they won't have to wait too long. Till then. All right, Lou. What's playing at the People's? Some romantic, mishy-mashy, huggy-wuggy, sentimental flick.
Not even close. We're going to see the newest Roy Rogers Western, King of the Cowboys.
Oh, I love Roy Rogers. Hot dog. He's got the world's smartest horse, Trigger.
And his sidekick, Smiley Burnett.
And Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneer.
And Buttered Popcorn.
And Licorice Snaps. You're going to let your old buddy tag along, aren't you? I promise I won't sit between you and Harriet this time.
I didn't like that.
I promise. And folks, don't forget Boots for Bongs. This is your chance to help a national hero and his family. Stay tuned. Coming up tonight is the Fred Waring Orchestra, followed by the Aldrich Family at 7:30. Bazooka Bob Burns at 8, and then Abbott and Costello at 8:30. And we'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial, that's a warning. The good Lord willing, and I don't sit on Lou's lap in the theater. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing you all a good night. And remember, war bonds mean freedom.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan is played by Paul Guggenheimer. Other performances by Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.